真的很高兴哈，我们可以聚在一起。
So glad we get to gather together.
所以我当然要讲个笑话了。
Of course, I'm going to start off with a joke.
有一位女士鼻青脸肿的来看医生。
There's a beat-up lady that came to see the doctor.
医生问她说：“你怎么回事啊？”
Doctor said, "What's up? What's going on?"
她说：“每次老公喝醉了回来就会打我。”
Because my husband gets drunk and I get beaten.
医生说那个好办，他说我给你这个药水哈，他说下次你老公再喝醉回家的时候，你就含这个一口药水，一直到他睡着了，你再把药水吐掉。
Easily done. Let me give you this medication. Next time your husband's in that state, put the medication inside your mouth until he's asleep, then spit it out.
一个月之后，那个女士就很开心的跟医生说：“你开的是什么药水啊？我照你的说的去做，果然我们老公不再打我了。”
And this lady was so excited. Months later, said, "Hey, whatever you gave me, it worked. I don't get beaten up anymore."
医生说：“我开给你的只是一般的水而已。”
And what I gave you just water.
他说：“因为你需要的不是药水，你需要的是闭嘴。”
Because what you need is not medication. What you need is just to shut up.
好多男生都在笑。
All the guys are laughing right here.
我跟你讲，征战很重要一件事情，减少征战就是跟你旁边说要闭嘴。
So you know what? The best medication for warfare is to just shut up.
真的，我听了这么多姜牧师，哦，十二减的征战，我到最后发觉闭嘴最有用啊。
Holding your mouth or not saying anything back, 12 messages of warfare from Pastor Grace, that is the key.
好，就跟你旁边讲，闭嘴，少说话。
Tell those next to you, says, "Shh, talk less is better."
好，那我今天想要跟大家，我们今天这两天哈，今天跟明天是我们征战的一个挑战营。
So it is a warfare boot camp today and tomorrow.
那我们每次刚刚开始特会，我们都会有一个内在生活的挑战营。
So before our conference proper, we always have a boot camp for inner life.
内在生活是很多，是改变我们教会很多弟兄姐妹，改变我们这一生的一个很实际的教导跟操练。
Inner life is such a practical series that has discipled many brothers and sisters in our midst.
所以呢，我建议你们。甚至于告诉你的朋友，如果他可以的话，每一次特会之前来参加内在生活，我们用两天的时间尽量介绍给你们一个内在生活很实际的精华跟操练。
So would you get the word out, brothers and sisters, like before the conference, come to the Inner Life Bootcamp. We will practically teach you and disciple you how to enter into this.
那今天早上我们的密训牧师讲到我们为什么要征战，跟讲到我们的老自己哈。
So Pastor Mishi this morning talked about why do we need to warfare and what is the old self.
好，那我现在要接着讲哈，那我会把我们这一次的前面的征战得胜之方的挑战营跟之后我们的 ascend 登峰的特会，我要把它连在一起讲。
So I want to continue the message, but I want to combine warfare as well as ascend, just bring it all together.
所以我们为什么要征战，除了早上 Mishi 讲，还有一件事情，就是你知道吗，所有很多很多超自然的供应，神迹奇事的供应，好，包括你领受到的预言，好，还有神的应许，许许多多这些大部分几乎都是要经过征战，然后最后你可以得着。
So why warfare? So a lot of the supernatural gifting or supernatural gifts that God wants to give you, including prophetic words or whatnot, you really need to take hold of it through a process of warfaring.
所以在这里约书亚记哈，你看到第一章第三节，神特别跟约书亚说，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话已经赐给你们了。
As it's stated in Joshua 1:3, it says, "Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you."
所以到第四节到第五节，他讲的说，你如果照着去做哈，照着神的话去做，他说你平生的日子必无一人能够在你面前站立得住。
So in verse 5, it talks about if you follow through with this, then no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
所以你读耶稣雅记，从一刚开始，神就向他显现说，我是来做耶和华军队的元帅的。
So you know in the history of Joshua, very beginning, God revealed to Joshua, I am here to be the general over the Lord's army.
所以最重要一件事情，就是要跟着他。
The key is to follow him.
那在这里，你如果看整个约书亚记哈，他在这个当中，整个征战大概七年的时间。
So if you look at the book of Joshua, about 7 years of warfare.
大概整个圣经记载有13场的战役哈。
So there are 13 battles that's recorded.
你看每一场战役，其实神都在教约书亚。
So you see that each battle, God is teaching Joshua.
什么是顺服
？What is obedience？
什么叫做真的？你要完完全顺服，是一点私心都不可以有。
It means complete obedience. You cannot have your own self-will.
你不管是私藏一点，还是照着自己的意思去做个决定，全部都留后患。
So whether it be like you want to do it your own way or hide something, all of that.You will lose.
所以约书亚带着以色列人在这个当中不断的学习，你知道到最后他们击杀了31个迦南的王。
So you know that Joshua has been leading the Israelites to keep on learning battle warfaring, and in the end, 31 kings of the Canaanites were killed.
所以整个约书亚记，神在教以色列人怎么样去真实的顺服神，另外一方面怎么样去抵挡仇敌。
So the whole of Joshua, book of Joshua, is teaching the Israelites how to truly, wholly obey God, and number two, how to oppose the enemy.
到最后结局就是在你平生的日子，没有一个人能够在你面前站立得住。
And the conclusion is that all of your days, nobody can stand before you.
而且到最后到21章第45节，神就说耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话。一句也没有落空，全都应验了。
So at the end, Joshua 21:45, there's not one word of all good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel have failed. All came to pass.
在这个当中，可能有时候会有一点点小错误。
Maybe in the midst of it, there are like mistakes.
没有跟随好。
Maybe not fully obedient.
但是我们知道，立刻的转向神。
But immediately turn in a line.
快速的悔改。
Quickly repent,
完全的顺服
complete obedience.
我们应当过的生活是21章45节那里所讲的耶和华应许赐福给以色列的话一句也没有落空。
And this is a tenet of our life call, that all the good promises the Lord has made, none of it failed, all came to pass.
但是要借着征战。
But it is through warfaring.
你跟你旁边讲，所以我们一定要起来征战。
So tell those next to you, we need to rise up in warfare.
因为仇敌要做的哈，约翰福音10章10节非常熟悉，但是我觉得我们还是要一起来念一遍。
So what the enemy wants to do, John 10:10, so familiar, but we need to declare it again.
读英文的就读英文，读中文就读中文，而且我们一起来读。
So let's read it together.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
好，所以这里。偷窃、杀害、毁坏，他最要偷窃的就是神给我们的应许跟命定。
So it talks about steal, kill, and destroy. The target is God's promises over our lives.
他就是借着谎言呢
，through lies，
攻击我们的心思
，attack our mindset。
他觉得这些啊，可能不是对我说的吧
？You say, well, these are not for me.
可能跟我没有完全的关系。
I have nothing to do with these.
哎，我也不知道应许是真是假。
Well, I don't know if promises are real or not.
那他要杀害什么
？What is he wanting to kill?
让我们对神完全没有胃口。
That we don't have that appetite or hunger for the Lord.
当然，包括我们的财富，包括我们的身体健康。
Of course, it's killing, including stealing, killing for finances or health.
那另外一个毁坏就是他要破坏我们的人际关系还有我们的影响力我们的名声
And destroy, what does he destroy? Well, our relationships and our name.
所以透过谎言
Through lies
透过恐惧
Through fear
好我们常常害怕
It's easy for us to be fearful.
所以我们就不要往前了
So we don't want to go forward.
或者是利用安逸跟妥协
Or just comfort and compromises.
好，让我们觉得，哎呀，有没有？其实现在这样也蛮好的。
You say like, oh, whether I have it or not, this is pretty good right now.
我要的也不多。
It's working for me. I don't want much.
每天有的吃，有的玩，就很快乐。
I can play. I can entertain. I have food to eat. Good enough.
我这几天一直在想那个天路历程里面的那个米奇蒂哈，我不知道大家有没有看过天路客。
I was thinking about Pilgrim's Progress. There's section in the story.
对，那里就讲到，真的，我们好像吸了那个迷魂一样，我们就在安逸里面都无所谓，什么都不在乎了。
Like you got sucked in this atmosphere, it's like dulls and numbs your mind. You're so comfortable, you don't care about anything else.
另外一个我觉得很重要的就是，常常要仇敌攻击，就是针对领袖。
So you need to know that a lot of times the enemy will attack targeting the leaders.
因为他攻击领袖，真的羊群就散了。
Because when he attacks the leaders, the sheep will scatter.
还有更微妙的就是他攻击你跟你领袖的关系。
And what's really, really sneaky is that he will attack the relationship between you and your leaders.
而且这个是很微妙的哈。
And this is really intricate.
你们早上如果听到 Ray 的见证哈
，If you heard Ray's testimony this morning,
那个说他的牧者就是我。
I am the pastor that corrected him.
应该不难猜哈。
Not hard to guess, right?
而且我觉得他最大的好处就是可以被说。
And I feel like that's a strength that I can correct him.
所以他有意的，我全部都告诉他。
So whatever is beneficial to him, I don't hold back. I tell him all.
就原来不是这个样子。
And it's not like that.
不过感谢主哈，他马上就知道，其实这真的是因为我很爱他。
But praise God, he realizes it's because I really do love him.
所以你知道，你跟你的领袖关系，只要有那么一点点灰尘在那个地方
，So you gotta recognize that even there's a little bit of irritation between you and your leader's relationship.
说他只是做一点点服事就累到。
He said that he just served a little bit, and he was so tired.
所以你看仇敌多厉害。
So you see, the enemy is really, really smart.
我觉得还好，他灵很敏锐，否则一般人可能还不会想到这个。
But praise God, his spirit is so sensitive because I don't think anybody else can come to that conclusion so quickly.
所以我鼓励我们当中的年轻人。
Encourage the young people among us.
因为我曾经听有年轻人分享，他最大的征战就是他的父母跟他的牧师。
So I heard the testimonies of the young generation that share with me the greatest warfare is between his or her relationship with the parents and the pastors.
年轻人很多的痛苦还没有经历生老病死啊，所以他们痛苦大部分都从 leader 来的。
So because the younger generation haven't experienced, let's say, the health issues, death, and all of that, so a lot of the warfare is from the leaders.
你一定要留意，仇敌要借着你跟你领袖一个不对的关系，只是一点点灰尘、一点点黑暗、一点点不满跟被冒犯，就会让你对神、对追求、对信仰，甚至于对所有的学习跟服事都失去兴趣。
I want to give you a word of wisdom to the young generations in our midst. A lot of times the enemy will attack you by putting little offenses inside your relationship between your relationship and your leaders. And that will cause you to become so disillusioned that you don't want to gather anymore. You don't want to serve anymore. You just don't want to show up anymore.
所以今天晚上我们会讲到心思意念的征战。
So we talk about warfare in our emotions, in our mind.
明天我们会讲到一些情绪跟情感上面的征战。
And then tomorrow we're going to talk specifically focus on warfare in our emotions.
呀，征战还有很多，但是我们这次只能包括这几项哈。我们希望下一次我们讲到征战二的时候可以 cover 更多的题目。
So there's a lot of subtopics, but we want to really zone in and focus those this session and more at the next time.
有的人或许会觉得说，真的有这么多征战吗
？Some people says, really? There's so many battlefields.
我听过一个笑话，有人说，你们教会整天讲征战，哎呀，我住在LA都没有征战。
And you know, this is a joke. Somebody said to us, like, hey, your church is always preaching about warfare. I'm in LA. I never have to deal with that.
哎呀，我就是不要来牧族就好了，我搬到LA就没有征战了。
I don't need to come to Foreigner if I move to LA. No warfare solved.
我跟你讲，只要你不要竭力的爱神，你大概就没有什么征战。
So I tell you, if you don't pursue the Lord with all of your heart, guarantee you're not going to have warfare.
因为仇敌知道你一旦遇见神，你整个人要活过来了。
Because the enemy knows once you encounter God, you're going to come alive fully.
你整个潜力都要被发挥出来。
All your potential is going to be brought to the forefront.
我告诉你，我自从遇见神这么多年来
，So ever since I encountered the Lord so many years.
我的潜力大到哈，我告诉你，我自己都不认得我是原来是这个样子的人呢。
The potential got so exploded forward, I couldn't even recognize myself.
我都不敢相信我会成为这样子的人，可以帮助这么多人。
I couldn't believe that I could be someone who can help so many people.
对啊，要是以前的话，我才懒得帮你呢，所以仇敌也不攻击我。
So in the past, I wouldn't bother to help you, so I don't get attacked by the enemy.
我都讨厌你都来不及了，避之不及，我还帮你呢。
I'd be so irritated by you. I mean, helping you, no way.
所以仇敌不需要攻击我 I'm in the right place 他非常的高兴
So the enemy doesn't even need to attack me because I'm in the right place already He's happy
我记得在我们还在米皮特教会的时候有一个牧师来到我们的当中哈 他非常的先知性 而且他是一个敏感体质
So when I was in Milpitas, there was a pastor who came in our midst. Now he's very spiritually sensitive all over.
我们的敏文牧师也是这个样子,
Oh, Pastor Rebecca is like that too.
所以我就记得他问那个牧师, 我们在吃饭的时候, 他就问他说, 他说这个征战呢, 大到这个地步, 他说我们是不是会, 如果信主这样一直活下去, 是不是那个征战会变小啊?
So a question was asked, the conversation was on the topic of warfare, like, you know, the warfare is so great, does that mean the more we walk with the Lord, the less the warfare, the intensity?
他说征战不会改变。
And the answer is, nope, there is no change in warfare.
他说但是借着你生命的成熟,你越来会去分辨什么是从神来的,什么是仇敌来的。
But through maturity in your life, you're going to be able to discern what is from God and what is from the enemy.
所以, 你征战变小并不是因为仇敌不攻击你了,你只要一直爱神,要去回应神,不断的祷告,不断的敬拜,哇,你太有影响力了,仇敌一定要想一点办法的,阻止你。
So the intensity of warfare, when it lessened, it doesn't mean anything, but as you pursue the Lord with everything, worship Him, chasing after Him, there will be intensity in warfare, because the enemy wants to interfere.
但是借着我们生命的成长，借着我们的顺服，借着我们神跟神的一个亲近，我们的分辨力就越来越强。所以你征战变小，是因为你知道那个是仇敌来的，就拜拜这样。So
through drawing near to Him, intimacy with the Lord, you'll be able to discern. So when the warfare comes, you're going to go, okay, that is from the enemy, bye bye.
然后他就讲到说，他说那个征战哈。 大的激烈到他那时候就问我说你们有没有看过那个 Saving Private Ryan 就是拯救雷恩大兵
So he experienced warfare so intense He was sharing with us Have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
我放给你们看哈 很小的一段
show you A little clip
诶 Sorry 诶帮我 play 一下哈 还有那个有声音 可不可以帮我 play 一下那个 回到那一页 帮我play一下。他说哈，我跟你讲，他就讲到说，我们一起来读一下彼得前书5章8节。
不要心生惊奇。
分吃的人，他说征战哈，那个仇敌就是这个样子。你知道他刚刚开始嘣打到帽子上，对不对？他觉得没打到，脱下来觉得哦还好，哦头还在哈。我跟你讲，你就是这样子一个喘息的机会，就嘣一个子弹夹。他说征战就是这么激烈。
So warfare is so intense, like the enemy fires something on the helmets, like ooh, and took it off. You're like, oh good, I'm not harmed, and then a fatal shot. This is very descriptive of the intensity of warfare.
你知道思想的征战就是这个样子。
Do you know that warfare of the mind looks like this?
你的思想也会影响你的情绪。
That your mindset will impact your emotions.
你老自己的成型就在于你这个错误的思想模式。
And the flesh is formed, the old self is formed because of a wrong mindset.
没有跟神对齐的思想。
All thoughts are not aligned with God.
看这个头盔多么的重要，救恩的头盔。
拿掉喘息一下，嘣就他说征战就是这样子的激烈。Yeah, took off the helmet just to have a breather, and there it is, you're gone.
所以，亲爱家人，你知道每一天有不断的很多的信息穿过我们的脑子哈，你要学习会分辨。You
know, there's a lot of messages that are just passing through our thoughts. You need to be able to discern.
他讲到的那个分辨就是他可以。 你可以听到这个声音，但是你知道是仇敌，你就把 screen 掉，你不对这个声音来做回应。So
to discern means you hear a thought, you recognize it is from the enemy, you're going to just wipe it off. You will not respond to that thought.
这声音可能是对一个人负面的想法。
could be a negative thinking against somebody.
那个人做了一个事情，马上有个负面的结论跟猜疑。
So somebody did something, immediately have a negative response.
甚至于一些我们从小听到一些错误的一些价值观。
Even as we were growing up, these wrong value sets that we have received.
像我们家。万般皆下品，唯有读书高。
So everything else is inferior. Only education is the best.
你只要书读得好，脾气不好没有关系的。
So if you're good, you got good grades, but you have bad temper, no problem.
哎，这真的是太有关系了。
It actually makes a lot of impact.
后来我大姐脾气不好，然后后来就离婚了。
So my older sister, bad temper, divorced.
你知道类似这种，其实很多东西是错误的。
So these value systems that are passed on, they're actually wrong.
所以雅各书那里讲到，他说我们务要顺服神，而且要怎样抵挡魔鬼。
So it talks about that we need to obey the Lord and oppose our enemy.
但是很重要一点哈，我今天要跟大家讲，为什么我们讲征战的时同时。我觉得神很奇妙哈，我那时候仰望主，我是没想到这么多啊，只知道哦要做广告了，我们需要有特惠题目哈。我们为什么叫做 ascend， 就是要登峰。
So you know when we're planning for the conference, I'm like, oh my goodness, we need a topic, and why is it that we call it ascend？
就是有一次在晨祷的时候，真的我们在祷告的时候，有一个弟兄他就祷告诗篇24篇，讲到要谁能够登耶和华的山，那个登就是 ascend。
Came out of our morning prayer, there was a brother that began to pray out of Psalm 24, who can ascend the hill of the Lord?
我听到他那个祷告，突然间 ascend 那个东西就一直在我脑子里面就拿不掉了，好几天。
And because of that prayer, all of a sudden the word ascend began to imprint in my mind and I couldn't get rid of it.
然后我记得那个时候Michi 去 vacation, 他就寄了一篇小小的短文给我。
Michi was on vacation at the time and she sent a short text to me.
还会讲到老鹰啊。
Talking about eagles.
他说唯一敢飞到老鹰身上去啄他的那个颈子的哈，就是乌鸦。
So the only bird that would dare to bother and peck on the neck of an eagle is the crow.
然后那个他是说那个老鹰，但是老鹰呢，他都不去打他的。
But the eagle is not bothered by the crow pecking on its neck.
他说一个就开始一直的往上升。
The way the eagle responds is keep on ascending.
你知道他一直飞飞飞飞到上面，空气稀薄了。
So keep on ascending to such an altitude that atmosphere is really thin.
他说那个乌鸦就没有办法，老鹰还是可以哈，可以飞到高处。他说乌鸦就受不了，乌鸦要飞比较下面的。他说然后那个乌鸦就受不了，就掉下来了，他没有办法上去。
The crow is unable to survive in such a thin atmosphere, but the eagle can. So up to a certain altitude, the crow would just give up and just fall off. But the eagle kept on soaring.
所以最后他就那篇文章写了两句话。
And that little short article that she texted me has two phrases.
所以他就讲说，他说你的成长会让仇敌窒息。
Your maturity and growth will choke the air out of the enemy.
他说你重要的除了打仗之外，他说你最重要的是你要提升自己。
So besides warfare, you need to ascend. You need to lift yourself up.
现在家人，我记得江牧师在征战里面讲过，他说征战不是我们的目的。
So, dear family, Pastor Grace has preached on this before. She has said that warfare is not our goal.
你在生活讲的不是方法。
In our life is not a method.
只是做这些事情是让我们照着神的旨意去做，顺服神，以至于我们可以遇见神。
All of these is to cause us to follow after the will of God so that we can encounter Him.
真的当我们敞着脸得以见到他的荣光，亲爱家人，我们就要转变向他。
Even as we turn our faces unveiled, we're going to be transformed to be like him.
你跟你旁边讲，你的成长，你的提升会让仇敌窒息。
Tell somebody next to you, your growth, your ascend is going to cause the enemy to 窒息。
Suffocate. Yeah. 那我们一起读一下启示录四章一节好不好，中文英文我们同时读，我们一起来。
After this I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I have heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, I will show you what must take place after this.
然后接着过几天再有一次晨祷的时候， 当我们决定了我们的特会题目要是 ascend， 要往上走哈。
A few days after the morning prayer, when we decided that our topic is going to be ascend.
那天早上神就跟我说，我要你上到我这里来，我有话要对你说。
I heard the Lord say to me, ascend towards me. I have something to tell you.
启示录四章一节是讲到说，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Says Revelation 4:1 says, I will show you what must take place after this.
亲爱的家人，在整个征战的过程当，你在抵挡魔鬼的时候，你知道有的时候。应许不是一下子会成就的，有的要等很久啊。
So, you know, in the process of warfare, you know, a lot of times promises does not get fulfilled. You have to contend for a long time.
你知道很多人就在应许的食言里面被神冒犯呢。
Do you know many people get, because the promises delayed, they got offended by God?
我真的听过有人跟我讲说，哦，不必为疾病祷告，因为他的经历，他祷告他的父亲还是过世，他说所以祷告没有用。
So I heard somebody said to me, don't need to pray for my healing because I tried to pray for my dad. Dad still passed away, so it doesn't work. Prayer doesn't work.
这就是仇敌的谎言。
And this is a lie of the enemy.
你知道当应许没有成就的时候或者是迟延的时候，如果我们不知道神在做什么。
So you know when a promise is delayed, we need to know what God is doing.
或者我们像约书亚一样，他的每一次失败，其实神等于在教他功课。
So just like Joshua, every time he lost the battles, because God is teaching him.
但是当我们没有来到神的面前，来到他的宝座面前，明白神的旨意的时候，其实应许没有成就，很多人是被冒犯的。
So when we don't come before the throne room of God, in His presence, when there's promises delayed, a lot of times we get offended.
不知不觉那个不幸的恶心就长在我们的里面了。
And that unbelief began to take hold and become a stronghold.
那我今天特别要跟大家分享一个人的例子哈，他叫以利亚。
I want to share Elijah's experience.
呀，这里特别讲到哈，列王记上十八章，他在那里加密山哈，在那里大战巴利的先知跟亚瑟拉的先知哈，加起来八百多人哈。
So 1 Kings 18 talks about the showdown on Mount Carmel, 800 false prophets against him.
结果他只是做了一个。简单的祷告
He just said a simple prayer.
神就降下火来
God sent fire.
哇，好大的荣耀啊
Such glory.
你能够想象我们聚会的时候，我讲到讲一半降下火来吗
Can you imagine I'm preaching halfway and the fire came down?
然后以色列人，你知道背离神拜偶像，就说哇，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
And the Israelites they just turned their back on Baal, says Jehovah, He is God.
我相信连亚哈看了都很震惊。
Even King Ahab was shocked, I can imagine.
但是他回去跟耶洗别讲的时候，耶洗别就听了说，我一定要杀他。
But when he went back to talk to Jezebel, when Jezebel heard the news, says, I am going to kill him.
跟你讲，这个时候征战就进来了。
And this is where warfare enters in.
耶洗别要追杀以利亚，我跟你讲，那一群人说耶和华是神的，没有一个人去帮助他。
You know what, Jezebel is.Purposing her heart to kill Elijah, those Israelites says, Jehovah, your God. Nobody went to help him.
他顺服神哈，踏出去，勇敢的踏出去，跟这个跟这个巴利的先知，跟亚瑟拉的这些假先知哈，跟他们征战的时候，你知道这对以利亚其实是不容易，他必须相信神会 show up 的。
You know, it takes a lot of courage for Elijah to step up to do a showdown with a Baal's prophets. You know, it takes a lot out of him to trust in the Lord.
在那场聚会里面，你有没有觉得复兴来了
？Do you feel like there was revival?
他们都是拜偶像的，他们居然说耶和华是神呢
？See, they were all idol worshippers, and they're like crying out, "Jehovah, He's God."
跟你讲，但是换成我们现在的话语，就是这群人是没有良心的人。
So if we want to kind of modernize what's going on.These group of people, boy, they have no loyalties.
居然讲员被追杀，没有一个人去帮助他。祷告的时候你就来排队了。
So speaker is getting chased and they're going to kill him, but nobody goes and help. But you know when they say let's pray for you, there's a line right in front of you.
逢恩高你就来了。
When there's anointing, you just
come. 逼迫来的时候你就不见了。
But persecution, poof, you're gone.
啊，所以你就知道以利亚的心情。
You can kind of identify with Elijah.
他就本来是北国的先知哈，他是被呼召做北国的先知，就他就往南逃啊。
So he's called to the northern kingdoms of Israel, but he began to flee towards south.
然后接着他在罗藤树下就要求死哈。
And he was under the burn bush and he's exhausted. He says, "Kill me."
跟主说主啊，到底意义在哪里啊？
He's telling the Lord, "Come on, what is the benefit of all this?"
你看看以色列这群人。
Look at the Israelites.
背离你的约。
They went back on your covenant.
他们拜偶像还杀你的先知。
They worship Baal and they kill your prophet.
他说主啊就我一个人啊。
Lord, I'm the only one.
你有没有看到啊就我一个人啊。
Do you see? I'm the only one.
但是这居然是我的结局。
And this is what's going to happen to me.
你不觉得很凄凉吗？
Feel self-pity.
我不知道你在为主大发热心的时候偶尔会不会有这种凄凉的感觉。
So, you know, when you're so passionate about the Lord, have you ever felt this sense of self-pity? Like you got left behind?
以利亚在这里他来到宝座面前他上到神那里去他就是跟神申诉。
Elijah come before the throne room of God. He ascend before the Lord is to just cry out to God.
亲爱的家人你看大卫也是你遇到不容易的事情你就是来到神的面前要来跟他说这就叫做上升这就叫做 ascend 登耶和华的山
So you can see in the case of King David he just comes before the Lord he just pour out his heart before the Lord he just cry out to the Lord that is a picture of ascend ascending the hill of the Lord
你就跟主说主啊不公平
You tell the Lord honestly this is unfair
没有意义
Unjust no meaning
不值得
Not worth it
我跟你讲神一定会开启你跟回答你
I tell you, I guarantee God will give you revelation and response.
因为家人在整个征战当中，我们除了要抵挡仇敌，我们除了要拿出我们的武器来，拿出我们的神的话的宝剑来，戴上救恩的头盔，只有那个以弗所书第六章，所有的武器都拿出来。但是还有一件事，你真的需要去聆听神的话。
Besides putting on the whole armor of God and stand and go against the enemy, one really important thing you need to do, you need to hear the voice of the Lord.
你知道在这个时候神就跟以利亚讲。
You know, at this critical moment, the Lord told Elijah,
你一定要知道你没有看到不代表没有除了你我还有七千人没有向巴力屈膝的。
The Lord said, just because you don't see doesn't mean it's not there. There's still 7,000 who have not knelt before Baal.
现在家人仇敌会放大他的工作。
So the enemy will exaggerate his work.
那为什么我们要数算恩典？因为我们常常看到的都是问题。
And that's why we need to recount God's goodness because all we see is like problems.
因为仇敌就是要我们放弃。
Because the enemy wants us to give up.
所以这个时候神就开始跟以利亚讲说好你现在呢要去高抹新的王然后你要高抹你的接班人以利沙。
So the Lord told him, right now, get up, go and anoint the next king and pass on your mantle, Elisha.
这代表什么？你要 move on, 继续往前走。
It means it's time to move on.
你前面的工作已经做完了。
That you've done your work.
剩下的工作是神的工作。
The rest is on God.
神会不断的怜悯以色列给他们机会但他们一直不悔改最终会遭到审判
So God's compassion is over Israel but eventually they will be under judgment
亲爱的家人我真的知道很多我们教会很忠心的牧养同工你在带这个小家五年十年就这几位哎呀有潜力的来来又走了又搬家了
So I can really understand our really faithful home group leaders. You pastored your home group, just these few, and those who with the potential you want to raise up, they just went, and that's it. That's all you have.
做牧养的最懂得什么叫做失望。
So if you're pastoring, you know what it's like to be disappointed.
亲爱的家人，所以我们要听神的声音。
So we need to hear the voice of the Lord.
神等于告诉以利亚，你接着会有新王。他们不悔改，那个就是他们要继续接受审判。
So you need God's perspective because God told Elijah, "You're going to have a new king. If they don't repent, then it's on them."
另外，你要做下一个阶段的工作，就是你要开始传承了。
And next, you need to pass on your mantle.
不要再纠结了有没有果效了。
Don't focus on whether your ministry is fruitful or not.
不要纠结那些就是哎呀有没有改变什么。
Don't get stuck on, is there a change? Have I made impact?
我觉得这段话这些话神的声音真的释放了以利亚。
I really believe these revelations, the voice of God set him free.
所以亲爱的家人我们 为什么特会要讲到 ascend？ 我们这两天我们会还是会专注在征战。
So this is the reason why we are focusing on the word ascend, but we will also focus on warfare.
啊，所以我希望每一个人，好，你报名的，你一定要准时参加，在小组里面认真的分享，还有在回应的时候，我们接着会开始带大家怎么样去宣告神的话，怎么样去抵挡仇敌的工作。
So family, I just encourage you, once you're here, just be on time, just fully engaging the small group, fully responding to whatever is happening right there.
我觉得我们这次办特会哈，我们取的，你取什么名字，你就经历到什么样的事情。
So honestly, you know, we're in this conference, whatever name that theme that you give, it's going to happen to you, you're going to experience it.
我们从来没有经历过这么大的征战。
We have never experienced this degree of warfare.
不敢相信要特会的连这两个荧幕都坏了。
You never mind conference, these two screens, they broke.
前几个礼拜都一直是坏着的。
You know these two screens, past few weeks, was
broken. 一会儿亮一会儿不亮一会儿不亮一会儿不亮。
It was like on, off, on, off.
你不敢相信哈，这个是礼拜天跟礼拜一，我们的 Steven 牧师两个全天在这边跟工人装上去的。这个礼拜是我们第一次用。
So honestly, these screens they just got fixed last Sunday, Monday. Pastor Steven stayed two whole days with the workers. This is first time we used it.
你知道，包括你们今天领的衣服。
And including the
T-shirt. 你不敢相信，就是做个衣服嘛。
Just T-shirt, you know, complications.
而且我们三个月前就开始做了。
Three months ago, we got the order out.
以前每一次都很赶，所以我们这次很早就开始做了。
We learned from the past. You need to start early. So three months ago, we got it started.
我们为了要看这个样板哈，这个 sample， 还有后来的传运，你不知道我们遇到多么不可。没有预期的事情。
So a lot of unintended disaster happened in between the order and all of the processes.
我接到我同工的电话说，怎么办啊，马老板啊，我们的衣服这个12月24号才到三藩市的港口最快。
So I got a phone call from my coworker's boss.The shipment is not going to be able to go into the harbor until December 24th, San Francisco.
24号谁会去谁会去港口帮你去入海关去分送啊？
So, December the 24th, who's going to be there to clear customs?
然后又礼拜六礼拜日。
And then Saturday, Sunday.
他就说啊，我们要祷告，祷告最快29号到。
So we gotta pray. The soonest will be the 29th.
参加 Bootcamp 的就没有衣服。他说，但是最糟，31号结束那天，我们可以发衣服。
So it's okay. The 29th, the Bootcamp, they don't need the T-shirt, but at least on the last day, we can pass out the T-shirts.
这个，哎，小牧师教我们的啊。All is well, 都没有关系，都没有关系，没有衣服也没有关系。
So I was learning what Pastor Grace has taught us. All is well, no T-shirt, no problem. All is well.
跟你讲，你叫他赶快放手。
The best way is to let go quickly.
我就想说，哎呀，来参加的人大不了，我就是跟你们道歉，没有衣服 ，Sorry， 但是我不想退费。
So the bottom line is, I can say I'm sorry. There's no T-shirt, but I'm not going to give you a refund.
然后等你们走了之后，我们就有300多件、350件的衣服堆在那里。
But after you're gone, we're gonna have 350 T-shirts in the stockpile right there.
我跟主说，主啊，什么都好，特会最重要的是你会来，其他人来不来没有关系。
I'm like Jesus, I let go. All is well. Doesn't matter. Just as long as you show up, that's the most important thing.
然后包括我们的房间哈，这是青年人，我觉得很感恩哈，我们教会弟兄姊妹愿意开放家庭，还有我们教会的一些宿舍可以给大家免费居住。
So I'm just really thankful for the room and boarding that brothers and sisters are willing to open up their homes as well as the hotel.
你知道刚刚开始没有那么多人开放哈，所以都不够哈。
So in the beginning, not very many people opened up their homes, and there's not enough.
我们有两个行政主席啊，非常棒的，他们分工清楚，都不会打架的哈。
So we have two admin, they're just amazing. They don't fight, they support one another.
Yeah, 然后我们专门负责住宿的就说。马老板啊，不够了，我们是不是现在就通知大家，所有现在开始报名的，我们不供住宿了。
So, my coworker says, hey boss, not enough room. Should I start telling everyone who's registered after this? Sorry, we're not going to provide room and board.
你知道我心里就在想，如果我去问江牧师说， 房间不够了，我是不是要这样报告？我都不用问他，我后来也没问他，因为我知道他的答案是，你当然要给他们住啊。
So I had this inner conversation, you know, like, okay, if I go talk to Pastor Grace, you know, not enough room, should I just not offer it? I know what her answer is. Of course, Pastor Grace will say, of course, you still offer the room and board.
我说我们还是给他们住，反正他在截止报名以前报名，我们就是要供应他们。我们既然已经这样子说了，我们要相信神。
So of course, my answer to my coworkers is that, of course, offer. This is what we said. We're going to trust God together.
然后说那我们现在是不是去订旅馆呢？然后再问他们愿不愿意拼房住啊？因为有的人不认得嘛。
So should we go like book hotel rooms and see if they will be willing to share room?
你不知道真的行政有多少的细节，对你来说就是，哎呀，拜托拜托，我晚报名加我一个嘛。你不知道对他们要做多少事情，多少的安排啊。
You have no idea what the detail goes on between the admin coworkers. Maybe for you it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, could you just at me, please? For them, is they have to go through all these loopholes in order to make it happen.
啊、我们真的要很谢谢我们的整个行政团队哈。
So we want to highlight
and honor. Be nice to them, 对他们好一点。
The admin team, please be nice to them.
结果你知道吗？等到最后我们截止报名，我们开始排住宿之后，又有一些弟兄姊妹看房家庭，我们居然把所有的人都排完了，而且呢，他说可以接待四个的，我们居然只放三个。
Wow, so towards the end, there's more families open up their homes that were able to fill every single person, and even those who were slotted for four people, we just put three in there.
真的，耶和华的山上必有预备。
There's provision in the mountain of the Lord, amen.
真的就是要相信，不要焦虑。
Just trust them, do not be anxious.
然后我觉得在我们同工当中，哇，也是那个身体的征战好大。
So even among our coworkers, it's such a battlefield health.
最先开始是我们的密西牧师甲状腺哈，开始不稳定，一会儿心悸，一会儿疲累哈。
So for our Mishi, Pastor Mishi, just what's going on with her body? Sometimes she's like heartbeat is like irregular, and then she got so tired.
Yeah, 然后我的另外一个主要的行政的领袖哈，因为他爸爸病危哈，他就十一月就跟我说，我可能要回台湾了。
And one of my key admin coworkers, leaders, said to me that my dad is really, really critically ill. November, I got to go back to Taiwan.
然后啊，他就说我就远端来安排啊。他说我不知道我特会回不回得来。
And I can just help and support virtually, but I don't know whether I can make it back for the conference.
对呀、啊，那当然，我觉得我们的 Chris 好，我们的传道人他因为是他的岳父母，所以他也跟着回去了。
So, Minister Chris, because it's his father-in-law, of course, he went back with,
你知道到十一月底、十二月初，我们就是要开始仰望信息的时候。
You know, this is critical time. End of November, beginning of December, we were supposed to.
行政要收尾的时候。
That's when we kind of wrap up the admin portion.
但是你真的没有办法。
But you can't help it.
啊，我觉得唯一能做的就是祷告。
Only thing is to pray.
就是相信，反正我们就是特会继续办，继续做，神一定会做。
We just trust. We just continue, keep on going. God Himself will do it.
就我很感恩哈，真的在一个多礼拜以前哈，我的行政同工，我的行政主席回来了。
So I'm so thankful. A week and a half ago, my admin leader came back.
他爸爸还是很危险，但是他说神有给他话。他可以回来。
That is still in critical condition, but God gave her word that she's released to come back.
然后我心里面其实真的很感动。
And I'm so moved.
其实她不需要如此。
She didn't need to do this.
但是我觉得当神的话赐下来的时候，她就有那个平安，她就有那个信心，她可以回来办特会。
But when God gave a word to her, she has that peace, she has that faith, she can return and serve in the conference.
然后我心里还在想，哇 ，Elvin 就是你家都没事哈。
And I was thinking, wow, look at you, Elvin. Nothing happened to you. I just never said anything to him.
哎，就上礼拜五打电话来，阿弟啊，我的另怀孕的背痛，现在要去急诊了。
And then last Friday, I got an emergency call. Said, Martina, Lynn, my wife pregnant. Now it's going to urgent care.
我说大家赶快祷告啊。
I just sent a prayer, urgent prayer. Everybody pray.
再过几天就要特会了。
We're going to be conference in just a few days.
我觉得我们好像都在为 意外祷告，都没有时间为信息祷告。
I feel like we're like putting out the fires with praying for all these accidents and
not the message. 我们一直在征战，但是我们没有时间预备要跟你们讲道，就是了。
We're like we're living the warfare, we warfare, but we don't have time to prepare for the message.
我跟他们讲说，所以神要我们好好的登山，好好的征战。讲什么？真的没有一点点是可以，就是讲一些我们自己不做的事情。
So I feel like God is really convicting us that we need to warfare, we need to ascend the mountain. Whatever we preach, we lived it.
啊，我跟你讲，这个到上个礼拜天晚上哈，我就躺在床上。
Last Sunday I was laying in bed.
我就跟主说，主啊，我年纪很大了，我受不了这么多这样子的事情，每天都在回信息，每天都有危机，我真的年龄很大了，我不能一直过这种生活，主啊，什么时候我苦啊，什么时候可以拯救我？
I laid on bed and cry out to God. God, I'm an elderly already. I'm up there in my age. Every day I have urgent messages that I need to return. Please rescue me. I'm too old for this.
我说主啊，我受不了了。
我
说主啊，明年我不办了。明年那民意绝对不再是我了。又要仰望题目，又要仰望信息，还要打仗，然后还有从小的一个人，他今天又要来报名了。今天已经报名截止了，都是那种你知道走后门的，啊、可不可以呀、啊？可不可以？那他们当然都想 say no， 但是又不好意思要问一下我。
So I told the Lord, just kind of complaining to him, I'm too old for this, no more. Next year, somebody else planned this. And now these behind the scenes trying to get around the admin people are saying that, hey, we're late registering, can I get in? And of course, the admin people cannot say no, so they all come to me.
对啊，我们那个管饭食的跟我住，他就说，哎，你知道第一天多少人吃饭吗？我就想跟他讲说， how do I know?你不知道我是 the top of the top person 吗？我这是在最高处的。
So the person who's in charge of food was just asking me. She's also my roommate. Says, "Hey, do you know how many people are getting the bento boxes?" And I was saying, "How would I know? I'm at the tip top. I have no idea what the details are."
哎，我就跟主说，主啊，我这把年纪了，我真的不能在这种强度的里面。
I told the Lord, "I'm too old for this. Lift me out of this."
那天在很沮丧的里面睡着了。
So I fall asleep, fully depressed.
一觉醒来
，woke up.
好，我看那个是几号哈？应该是周一哈，应该是23号哈，24号，哎，应该是22号。然后就说 好消息，我们的衣服已经在 San Francisco 港口了。
So on the 22nd, I woke up. I heard the good news. Our T-shirts is already in San Francisco Harbor.
那天晚上我们啊、整个牧者同工一起祷告的时候啊、我心里就有感动，我要开始感谢。
When we gathered the pastoral team and coworkers just to pray, I was just so moved that I needed to lift up thanksgiving.
有时候你不去数算你的恩典，你看到的就都是你没有跟你有的问题。
Honestly, if you don't begin to count and give thanks, all you see is just going to be problems.
一个不感恩的人征战一定很大。
Somebody who does not know how to give thanks, the warfare is really great.
一个喜欢埋怨的人征战一定很大。
Somebody who likes to complain, great warfare.Guaranteed.
那天晚上我就开始一个一个数算神给我的恩典。
And that night I began to recount all His goodness.
我说主啊，衣服居然到了，不可思议，感谢主提前到达。
I said, Lord, the T-shirt's here, way before the expected date. Thank you, Lord.
主啊，感谢你令出院了，真的太感谢你了。
Praise you, Lord. Lynn got out of critical care. I give you thanks.
主啊，我感谢你，真的，我的同工从台湾，虽然父亲病危，你平安带他回来。
Lord, I thank you that my key coworker came back from Taiwan, even though father is still critical, but you brought her back.
LED 第一次用就 work.
And the first time we use the screen, it works.
好，我真的很感动，尤其是江牧师对这个特会的 support.
I'm just so moved by Pastor Grace's support of this conference.
真的啊、一个感恩奉献进来，他就说哦，这反正就是感恩奉献，由江牧师决定怎么用。
So there was a Thanksgiving offering that came in, and well, of course, just let Pastor Grace decide how to use it.
他就说就是给年轻人。
And she said this amount is earmarked for the younger generation.
我真的觉得我们是谁呀、啊？为什么我们蒙到这样子的恩典
？I just thought, who are we? Why do we have such favor?
到底我们有什么特别的
？What's so special, unique about us?
这么大的恩典
，such great grace。
你知道数算完恩典完之后，我们结果我们问牧师就说：“我觉得神要做大事了，这么多困难，神都帮我们解决了。”
So after I just gave thanks, Pastor Meng En just said, "You know what? All these things, I feel like God is going to do great things because He resolved all our problems."
所以我从一个最绝望的里面到最后 ，Yes, Yes, 神要做大事了。
So from deep depression, I rose up and said, "Yes, Yes, God is going to do great things."
突然间，我这个。年老衰败的身体就又有力量了。
So all of a sudden, my elderly body began to have new strength.
亲爱的家人，我们需要神的光临到我们的身上。
So dear family, we need God's revelation and light.
你需要一个对的眼镜去看所有的事情。
You need to have the right perspective to see everything.
你的征战就减少很多。
Then your warfare is going to diminish so much.
最后我要跟大家一起我们来读这个经文好
Lastly, let's read this verse.
好我们一起来读诗篇二十四篇三到六节好你我们一起大声来读好不好用你的语言
Let's lift up our voices, use your heart language 24-3, go.
谁能登耶和华的山谁能站在他的圣所就是守节心清不向虚妄岂是不怀诡诈的人他必蒙耶和华赐福又蒙救他的神使他成义这是寻求耶和华的福类是寻求里面的雅各
你知道诗篇二十四篇这是大卫的诗
You know Psalm 24 is the Psalm of David
这首诗歌他们都一致认同说是大卫要迎约柜进到耶路撒冷的时候他们所唱的
It is agreed among the scholars that this psalm was composed for the purpose of King David welcoming the tabernacle, the ark in Jerusalem
所以一刚开始他就讲说哇地和其中所充满的都是耶和华的都是属于耶和华的
That's why in verse 1 it says all and all its creation belong to the Lord
你要知道当大卫打败了耶布斯人得着了耶路撒冷这是当初给加勒的地。
So you gotta know when David fought and won Jerusalem, this land was supposed to be for Caleb.
所以在约书亚的时候已经分给加勒支派已经分给犹大支派了。
Oh, so Joshua, it was already be given to, the tribe of Judah, to, given to the tribe that it belonged to.
他得了大部分的但是耶布斯人实在太难打了所以这一点没有打下来。
So Caleb had won almost all of it, but the city was so secure he was unable to take it.
结果犹大支派的大卫把他打下来了。
Then here, the tribe of Judah, David came and took the city.
现在耶和华的应许是没有一句是落空的。
Family, God's promises, it will not fall empty.
你没有看见不代表神的应许是错的或者是神的应许不真实。
Just because you have not seen it to pass, does not mean his promises is wrong or it's not true.
这是为什么我们需要 generation to generation 一代一代的人持续去抓住神的应许
Sometimes it just takes generations after generations to take hold of that promise and proceed
所以大卫打败耶布斯人拿到耶路撒冷之后他们要迎约柜进这个耶路撒冷进大卫城的时候他第一件事说主啊地和海其中所有一切都是属于耶和华的。
Even David, after generations, come and took hold and took down Jerusalem. Here he is taking the ark, going up, and the first thing he proclaims and declares is, "The earth and all its creation is the Lord's."
你知道约柜在基业里以林在那个时候停了大概70到100年之间，没有一个君王要去迎约柜。
You know, before King David, the ark was not welcomed for 70 to 100 years that nobody wanted to bring it over.
扫罗根本都不在乎。
King Saul didn't care.
因为他是王。
Because he's king.
大卫在乎。
David cares.
因为神耶和华是王。
Because Jehovah is the king.
所以当他打下耶路撒冷他要做首都的时候他第一件事情他要再一次把约柜找回来
when he won the battle over Jerusalem, the first thing on David's heart is to bring back the ark.
他轻轻，因为这是他第二次迎约柜。
This is the second time he's bringing the ark.
第一次他没有照神的方法，结果就出了事。
So the first time when he wanted to bring the ark back, he didn't follow God's way, so things happened.
所以他在这里说，谁能够登耶和华的山？
So he proclaimed, who can ascend the mountain of the Lord?
谁能够站在他的圣所?
Who can stand, in his holy place?
是守节心清不向虚妄起誓岂是不怀诡诈的人?
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully.
亲爱的家人，整个征战，整个 ascend, 最重要一件事情就是我们要顺服神，而且我们要照着神的话去活。
The key to ascend and warfare is to obey him and live according to his word.
大卫清楚地知道，得胜在乎于耶和华。
David knew very clearly the battle belongs to the Lord.
这也是神一刚开始就向约书亚显现的。
And this is God's promise and purpose to show before Joshua.
我才是军队的元帅。
I am the general of God's army.
所以在这里他就讲到，他是圣洁的，他是唯有他是王。
So it says right here that he is holy and he alone is king.
然后第六节他说，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
And verse 6, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
接着 下面哈，七到八节，好，这是他们在耶路撒冷城外要进城的时候，好，大卫跟所有的祭司，好，还有包括守城的人，他们彼此对唱的一段话。
So this is verse 7 and 8, just as they are going through the gates, and King David, the priest and the entourage, they were singing and declaring to one another.
大卫在那里喊着，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户你们要被举起，因为荣耀的王将要进来。
King David was crying out, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
然后城里所有站着的士兵就说，那荣耀的王是谁呢？是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。
And those, the watchmen that is on the wall, they respond back, says, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle.
亲爱的家人，这个征战在乎于你站在哪一边。
So the key for battle is where do you stand?
你站在哪一边？ 你真的站在神这边，真的就像神所应许的，真的在你平生的日子，没有一个人可以在你面前，一个敌人可以在你面前站立得住。
As you stand before the Lord, just according to God's promise, no one will be able to stand before you.
我们回到前面一页哈，我就用这个做结束。
Let me wrap this up.
前面第六节哈，这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
So verse 6, the generation who seeks the face of Jacob.
我觉得这个特会是一个邀请。
Face of God of Jacob, this is an invitation.
是我们要做选择的时候。
It's time for us to make a choice.
包括你来这个特会，你来这个挑战营接着的特会。
Including you coming to this conference and being here present.
你会不会得到在乎于你今天愿不愿意做这个选择？你要回应神。
It's critical and how you respond to the Lord today.
主啊，是我，我要登耶和华的山。
Is that you say it's me? I will ascend the hill of the Lord.
你要登这个山，守节心清，不像虚妄。你是要在你所有生活的，在你的金钱，在你的时间，在你所有的关系上，所有的选择，你是要做一个决定的。
You know that it talks about clean hands, pure heart, no deceit. That means in your day to day, in your finances, in your relationship, you need to make a choice.
你今天登这山不是，哦，主啊，我今天没时间，天气好，让我们来爬 Mission Peak 吧。
So it's not a hard attitude like, yeah, let me ascend the hill of the Lord. The weather is good. Let's go ahead and go up.
不是登这个山，你需要在你所有，尤其是你闲暇的时间，你有的钱上面，你要做一个选择。
It's not like that, but in everything that you have in your finances, you need to make a choice.
你是侍奉神，还是侍奉你心里所爱的，或者是金钱
？Are you serving the Lord, Or are you serving the idols of the heart? Are you serving money?
我真的知道神要做一个呼召在我们的当中。
I know God is raising a call in our midst.
今天若不是神感动你，你愿意回应，当然我们做的只是愿意，真正渴慕是要神放在我们里面的。
So you know that all that we can do is respond, but you know the true hunger, God initiated that in us.
因为这个世界的试探太大了。
Because there's so many temptations in this world.
诱惑太大了。
So many distractions.
太多吸引跟谎言要带你们走一条不一样的道路。
So many lies, so many attractions that it's going to capture us, go down different paths.
我们这次也是我们特会行政的主席哈，他一直很想升职。
So even a testimony from one of our admin leaders, he really wanted a promotion.
然后他就跟他的老板谈，他老板就说：“你要升职，你都做得很好，但是如果你要升职，那又是不同的事情了哈，你必须要一二三四五把这些事情做完，多做。”
So the conversation went like this. He went to his manager. Manager's feedback is, yeah, you're a pretty good worker. You're doing really, really well. But if you want a promotion, then you need to do this list of things.
他说他就回家想了好多天。
And he thought about it so many days after that conversation.
他想他要不要辞掉一些服事呢？
He's wondering if he should let go of some services.
就为了升职拼一把。
So because I want to contend for that promotion, let me just push through.
这是我讲的选择。
And this is what I meant by making a choice.
他在神面前安静了三天，好。
Before the Lord, he quieted down before the Lord for a few days.
他后来就想到他跟神的一个委身。
And he remembered his commitment before the Lord.
他跟主说：“主啊，这上班的八小时，我就好好的服侍我的老板，我尽全力把事情做好。”
He remembered he promised the Lord that those 8 hours while I'm work, I am going to fully, full-hearted serve my boss and do everything well.
剩下的时间，我要服侍你，跟服侍我的家。
So for the rest of the time, I want to serve you. I want to serve my family.
他挣扎了好几天。
It was such a big struggle for several days.
他后来跟我分享，当然他一个服侍都没有放掉，也没有辞退。
And he shared with me, of course, he never dropped any ministry, not even one.
现在家人，这就叫做登耶和华的山。
This is what it means to ascend the hill of the Lord.
我说我们祷告，你八小时也把那一二三四五全都做出来。
So you know, if I pray, you know, 8 hours, I can use that time and do that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to get that promotion.
真的相信，接着祷告，神呼召我们，真的是作首不作尾，居上不居下。但是我们要讨他喜悦。
I truly believe that our goal is to delight in the Lord, so that we are the head, not the tail.
诚诚实实、忠忠心心的侍奉他，在你的时间、在你的金钱、在你所有一切享乐上面，你都愿意去讨神喜悦。
To make this decision in everything that you do, to faithfully, authentically serve Him as He in the center of your finances, of your life, of your entertainment.
我真的相信，我跟主说，主，我真的相信你是那位信实的神。我们这样子去做，真的人的恩宠、神的恩宠都要临到我们的身上。
And I truly declare that if I truly do this with all of my heart to serve You and prioritize You, then God's favor from man, will come.Chase after me.
亲爱的家人，我觉得现在教会太多妥协了。
I feel like there's so many compromises in the church.
太多是是而非，没有关系，外面的人都这样，所以我们也这个样子。
Too many of that. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Everybody does it. That's what we do too.
你知道你来的这个 conference 叫做 Pure Conference.
Do you know that the conference that you attend is called Pure?
就是照着诗篇二十四篇第四节所取的。
According to Psalm 24:4.
守节心心，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人，我真的相信，在末后的日子，主回来的时候，即使黑暗越来越黑暗，神要呼召一群愿意在所有的事情上面选择神，他们要寻求耶和华，他们要寻求神的面。
Yeah, the one he calls clean hands, pure heart, does not walk in deceit. I really believe even as darkness covers the land, before Jesus returns, he will be seeking a people. Who is this?
我邀请我们每个人都站起来哈。
Inviting you to stand, please.
我邀请尤其来参加这个特会的年轻人。
Especially the younger generation in our midst.
你们的试探很多哈，在我那个年龄没有像你们有这么多好玩的哈，你都不用出门。
There's a lot of temptation you're facing in my generation that was not so.
你只要有个网络，我想只有网络会让你们死掉，其他的大概都是你什么都不需要。
So I feel like even the draw of the internet, that's like a lifeline. So it's such a temptation.
我们那个年代生病了还要人煮饭送饭给我们。你们这个年代，我生病了，我还想照顾他一下，他已经自己点 Uber Eats 了。
So in my generation, you were sick, you know, people actually show up in our doorsteps to give us food to make sure we're okay. But for you guys, yeah, I want to drop something off for you, but you already order Uber Eats.
你有太多选择了，但是我今天要问你，你有考虑过真的是把神放在第一位吗？
You have so many options, but have you pondered, is God your priority?
你愿不愿意少睡一点？
Are you willing to sleep less?
哦、我看到我们年轻人七点钟聚会，他可以七点钟起来。
So at 7 o'clock the meeting, they can wake up at 7 o'clock.
愿不愿意给神多一点点时间预备你自己
？Would you give God a little more time to prepare yourself?
今天这个寻求雅各，寻求里面的雅各，这个族类，寻求耶和华的族类，不是那种叫啊。Take it easy. 什么都没有关系。他知道一点点没有关系。
You know the generation that seeks the God of Jacob is not going to be one that goes like so chill, like, oh, that's okay. Whatever happens, happens. A little late, that's okay.
真的鼓励我们当中的好不好
？Encourage us.
今天愿不愿意做一个选择
？Making a choice, a decision.
我觉得神在呼召。
God is calling you.
我配得吗？你们愿不愿意这样为我
？Am I worthy? Am I worthy?
少睡一点，少吃一点，少花一点，把你的资源用在神的身上。
Am I worthy for you to have less of your resources and pour it out over me?
如果你愿意的话，我呼召你现在走出来。你真的要你自己愿意的。
That's you just calling you to begin to walk forward.
欢迎你现在来到前面。
That you have that heart response, just come forward.
做不做到那是神的事。
Whether you're able to do it is up to God.
所有的都是我们做了选择，神要加力量给我们。
Everything starts with the decision, the choice that we made before the Lord.
你不做这个选择，神不会强迫你的。
And He will give you strength if you don't choose this. He's not going to force you.
你做不到，你可以跟主说：“主啊，你叫我起来。”
So we say, Lord, Lord, call me.
你把纪律放在我的身上。
Give me that discipline.
你把刻苦己心那样子的力量加在我的身上。
Give me that strength to discipline my heart before you.
主啊，在我那个年龄层，我要活出一个这个世上不配有的人。
For my generation, I will live as one who is not worthy of this world.
当人家来问我你为什么要这样子过日子的时候，你就可以跟他讲说，因为我的神配得。
When other people ask, why do you live like this?
因为他是真的。
And you're going to say a response because my God is worthy because He's real.
好，让我们来唱这首歌，我们来回应。
Let's go ahead and respond with this.
我们有一点点敬拜，然后我请我们当中服侍同工哈，他们有穿背心，所以你们可以放心，都是我们的同工。请你们等一下可以为我们的年轻人祷告，为所有出来的人祷告。
So our coworkers, they're going to be wearing the vest, so you can feel safe and secure. They're going to minister to you.
跟主说，主，这是我的祷告。
Everything that you sing, send to Him. This is my prayer.
我是跟你认真的。
I am for real.
在这末后的时代。时代，你们是真实的引领，即刻。 彩，在这末后的时代，你在寻找新的的地方。哦，即刻梦里有福了，哦，将耶稣看作至宝，你可将万事当作粪土。
变卖，
变卖一切，跟随你，
我们变卖，
我们变卖一切。这是寻求神的主泪，雅各的时代，星星星星发光。虽然黑暗遮盖大地，你光明来到，我们星星星星发光。
Searching for your faithful ones. Blessed are those who hunger.
时代，星星星星发光。
I believe there's a desire in your heart. There's such desire in your heart. You want to become this generation to ascend the hill of God. If this is your desire, raise your hand. If this is a desire in your heart to ascend God's hill, raise your hand. If this is the desire in your heart, God will respond to you right now. God will respond to us right now. So I want to encourage you. If you have this desire,
我知道你还有很多的惧怕,
even though you have so much fear,
你有很多的保留,
maybe you're still reservation.
就像马提娜牧师所讲的,
like Pastor Martina said,
她星期一开始的时候说,
Monday she told to Jesus,
主不公平,
God is so not fair.
主为什么要这么辛苦?
Why is it so hard?
主为什么会这么的难?
Why is it so hard?
在你心里有一个渴望, 可是也有一个挣扎,
even though there's a desire, but there's also struggle.
如果我把我自己摆上的话,
if we offer ourselves to God,
我有办法吗?
Do I have any
way? 我看到我所有的软弱,
I see all my weakness, but God, I'm willing.
可是主,
but I'm so afraid.
我要跟你说,
but I want to tell
神知道,
you, God knows.
神知道,
God knows.
神知道,
God knows.
就像马蒂娜牧师所讲的,
like what Pastor
神要来回应你,
God wants to respond to that. God wants to respond to your heart. Please offer your heart to God right now. Can we count to three?
你可以开口跟神来说,
if you can open your mouth and start to pray, say, God, I'm here.
主我有这个渴望,
God has this desire.
我要来登你的山,
I want to ascend your hill.
可是主我也害怕,
but I'm also afraid.
主我觉得会有不公平的事发生,
I think there will be some
people being
I am so
我怕我没办法,
I don't think I can do it. I'm so afraid. But God,
I'm
willing, but I'm so willing. I want to send my money. I want to send my money. Help me. God, help me. God, I'm here. God, I'm here. God, I'm here. Let's come and pray. I'm
going to
ask you to pray and tell
me
to God. One,
two, three. Let's
come
and pray. Let's
come
and pray. Let's come and pray. Let's come and pray. Let's come and pray.
God, I'm willing. God, I'm willing. But I'm so afraid. But I'm afraid too. So God, come and help me. Come and strengthen me. I want to be this generation. I want to be this generation to see me. So God, help me. You visit me right now. Consecrate me right now. So I can
belong
to you. Holy 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 to you.
Talk to him right now.
Kaiko, open your mouth.
Kaiko,
and pray. Give him your deepest fear.
把你愿意的心摆上给他.
Just give him your heart.
主我在这.
God, I'm here.
主我要在你的山.
I want to ascend your hill.
主你来帮助我.
So come and help me.
主我一切没办法的.
Everything that I can't do.
把我分别为圣.
But you can.
我一切所害怕的.
You can consecrate and help.
主帮我分别为圣.
Consecrate.
归给你.
So I can belong to you. I can belong to you. Belong to you.
主我要回应你.
I want to respond to you. I want to respond to you. Our serving team, you can come and pray for and serve these young people right now.
I just see the Lord is going to restore.
我看见神要恢复
boldness，
恢复那个坚强
boldness， 那个 unshakable faith，
那个没有办法震动的信心。
I invite you，
我邀请你。
Young generation，
年轻的世代啊
，step into your destiny，
踏进你的位份。
It's not because you're qualified，
不是你已经有认证了。
It's not because you're skillful，
不是你有什么技术。
You have been chosen，
是你已经被拣选了。
For such a time as this， you have been called，
为这样的时刻你已经被拣选了。
So I invite some of you，
我邀请。
The Lord's going to release a power and anointing. Some of you, open up your mouth, represent your generation. Say, Lord, I consecrate myself.
神要拣选你，你现在在祷告的时候，你就是为着你的世代来宣告。
Lord, I consecrate myself. No matter the cost, I will ascend.
是神啊，我要为你成圣。
I will respond to you. Short prayer.
我要登你的山，只是短短的祷告。
Release your voice, the Holy Spirit will fill you.
现在就来开口，圣灵啊。